I'll help Eliza get the baby and the kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're doing Sugya Megillah Daf Dalam and Aleph about women and Mikra Megillah. Their chiyuv. It says, Vamar Rishav and Levi. Noshim Chayavos be Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated to Mikra Megillah, even though it's a Mitzvah Shaman Grama, which they ordinarily would be paturos from. In this instance, they are obligated. Why? She'afen ha'yibosanis. Because they were also involved in this nes. Okay? They were also involved. I mean, them also means not only were the men involved, but the women were also involved. Okay? Rashi. She'af al hanoshim gozar haman lehashmed laharogu la'abed minar v'ad zaken tafen noshim. Because Haman didn't differentiate between men and women. Men and women were also going to be executed. As such, they too are obligated.
Still, this is a second
grammar. So the question is, the guy's asking, who cares? I mean, Mr. Shishman Grammar is my grandma. So what? Afein Ha'yivos Anes. Big deal. So, but it's the Mr. my grandma. Like, let's say Kriyashma. Kriyashma, the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Kriyashma is Kibul Ol Malchus Shamayim. Okay? Twice a day. Morning and evening. Okay? Shaklov Kamecha. Now, who is under the Ol Malchus Shamayim? Men or women as well? Certainly women as well. Right? Yet, Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama says women do not have to do this mitzvah. Are they not under Ol Malchus Shamayim? No, they are. But they're not obligated in the mitzvah which declares the Kibbul Malchus Shamayim. Okay? Of course, the idea of it, but the mitzvah is the halacha. And halacha doesn't obligate them. It's time-bound, and halacha doesn't obligate them in time-bound mitzvahs. So now you can tell me how they were also under, they were also going to be killed by Alma. Okay. It's very nice. And therefore, it seems fitting that they should also be involved. Seems that way. Yet, we have halacha, Mitzvah Shemayim Grama, Noshim Paturos. So who cares, Afen Yivos Anes? Does that make it more important than a mitzvah like Kriyashma? More fundamental? I mean, who cares? Right? I mean, how does Afen Yivos Anes explain why the principle of Mitzvah Shemayim Grama doesn't apply? Is there like, there's just like a written in exception? Right? That's the problem. Okay? Okay. I mean, you could just take it as a given, but I think it's a difficult given. Why should that be? Okay, so let's look at Tosfos. So let's see Tosfos. Sh'afen ha'yivos anes. Well, let's skip doing that one. Okay, fine. That's right. I want to do the second one first, okay? Sh'afen ha'yivos anes. So, because the second one is more of like a... The first one, I mean, is like somewhat of a practical question. Or in other words, what's the nature of the woman's chiyuv? Okay, like more of a halachic question, I'd say. How the halacha is set up. But I mean, this, in terms of afen yivos anes, it seems like the second tosos is a bit more relevant. So, Pirush Rashbam. This is the Rashbam in Psachim, I believe, where it comes up by Dalei Kosos. Because you have this thing by Dalei Kosos, by Ner Chanukah, and by Megillah. Okay? So, there in Arvei Psachim, there's Rashbam. So, She'ikar hanes haya al yadan. So he doesn't say it means like Rashi saying here, but it means that the ikar of the nes, the essence of the nes, was through the women. The Purim al Yidei Esther, the Chanukah al Yidei Yehudas, right? And the Pesach Shabbos Tzidkonios Shabbos Olar Nigalo is the zchus of the righteous woman that Klaiso was redeemed. So in each of these three miracles, women played a fundamental, central role. And therefore, that's why that's what it means. Afen yivos anes. Okay, v'kasha. Telashon afen mashma shein tefelos. Right. Uferusha hayala lomar shehein. Shehein. Right. In other words, afen yivos anes means they were also involved in the nes. Right. So that sounds like they were also going to be killed. But to say they were the essence of the nes, it shouldn't say she'afen, they were, even they were, Hashem means, no, she ain't all you, also on ace, ain't all you, Iker on ace, something like that, right? I mean, the lashon of af sounds like you're including them in a secondary kind of a manner. But he's saying the lashon doesn't imply that. I'm sorry, the lashon implies a secondary manner, but according to the Rashbam Svara, it's nothing to do, it's not a secondary manner, on the contrary. They're primary. Right? They're primary. So that's his question. So because of that kasha, Tosus rejects, right? Lilkach ner alish, af hein hoi b'safik de lahashon laharuk. V'chem pesach, shayim mishubadus par mitzrayim. V'chem mechanika, egzer hoi simot alayim. Right? So they say, yeah, it's like Rashi basically, that they were also involved in the evil decrees that were going to befall Klal Yisrael. Okay, in the same way as also they were also it's also on them. So that's what explains Lashon Hara. Okay, same problem. Yeah, the same problem on either pshat. Whether they were the ikkar or not the ikkar is still the same problem because it's still Zman Grama. Okay, good. Also, what's machlokas, right? It's funny machlokas. I mean, is it the facts? I mean, they all know that Yehudis was essential or Esther essential. I mean, what's the question here exactly, right? What's the machlokas? Funny machlokas.
Yeah,
both facts are indisputable. But you're right. But why are you right? So I mean, if they're given that they're both indisputable, so what are they arguing about? What's the, you know? I mean, why didn't, according to the Rashbam? Sorry, going to Tosa. So why didn't it say that they were the essence of the Nes? I mean, right? Shouldn't that have been? Right? I mean, why didn't it say that? I mean, that seems to be even more significant. Also, I mean, there's a question that Tosa asks on the Rashbam. I mean, can we answer that? I mean, it's a powerful question. Is why does it say Alfein Hayuos on Nes? If really they were the major factors. I mean, it sounds like a unsolvable type of problem. You know, I mean, it's. Gasha. Well, why is the Rashbam, what's forcing the Rashbam to say Afein Hayos Anes means that they were the Iker? Doesn't sound like that. Right? Okay. So you want to go further? Further than Tosis? Okay. I mean, these are problems in their own right, but let's just round it out. Okay. Kabe Matzah Yish Maksha. So by matzah, there are those who ask, "Lomali akesha dechol sheyeshnu ma'atochel chomeis yeshnu b'chumachal matzah." Hepiklem v'tam shehein hayu b'osanis. So here's the deal: by matzah, so women are chayev and eating matzah, mechuyevet eating matzah on Leil Pesach. So why? Why do you say it's a mitzvah on grandma? So the Gemara basically says is that matzah and chomeis are like opposites; they go together, and there's a hekesh. So which means anyone who is prohibited from eating matzah, chametz, is obligated to eat matzah. So therefore, since women are prohibited from chametz, because it's a prohibition, women are equal in all prohibitions, so too, they're included in the obligation of eating matzah. Okay? Fine. So it's, right, so that's what it does. So it learns out from a hekesh. So he's saying, is what do you need to have a hekesh? But isn't matzah zecher the nes, the gula? And weren't they also alfeinu hibos on nes? So what, do you have to have a hekesh? Just say straightforward. That mitzvah on grama isn't going to ponder them here because hafein hayu so nice. Right? You don't need like a new hekesh. A new hekesh is like doing whatever its way to teach you. You know what I mean? Bring in a new thing. It's not a new thing. It's the general rule. Hafein hayu so nice. Right? So what do you need? That limud. Right? So he says, v'yeh shlomar d'mishim hay time alo mechay v'alman d'rabanan. Yilav me hekesha. He says no, because that would only be mechayev you midrabana. Afin erosanes does not mechayev you. It is not enough to mechayev you midraisa. If you have a mitzvah deraisa of matzah and you'd say mitzvah shiman grama, so then it would be pater. Afin erosanes, that's a separate midrabana. Afin erosanes is a new thing. Saying even though the Torah paters you because of mitzvah shiman grama, midrabana, and they came along and said not so fast. We don't like this psor, and we want to be mechayev you. So, but in matzah, women aren't only obligated midrabanan; they're obligated midraisa in matzah. So, why they obligated midraisa matzah? It's nesesh man grama. So, saying it's not because of the hekesh, because of the chametz matzah kamo. Right. So that's his first answer. His first answer is that also nice only works to obligate you midrabanan. Okay, that's his first answer. Second answer, Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim Tires, the Sagadaitach Lemiftara, Megzera Shava, the Tesvav, the Chag HaSukkos. He says, no, I would, no, really, okay, I'm putting into his or putting that in a little bit. Really, in a chanami, really, Afinevosanes would potter them even midoraisa. Really, they'd be potter, I'm sorry, really, Afinevosanes would chayv them even midoraisa. Really, they should be chayv midoraisa, because Mitzvah is going to go, but and they should be chayv deoraisa. So why need a hakesh? No. Because I would say, even though in terms of Afinevosanes, they should be chayv deoraisa, but there's a hakesh between Tesvav and Tesvav, between Chag HaSukkos and Chag HaMatzos. And just like by Sukkah, they're potter, as Mitzvah is going to go in their potter, you don't have Afinevosanes. So I would say that because the mitzvah of matzah on El Pesach and sukkah on El Sukkos, there's an equation between the two. So I say just like women are excluded from the sukkah, so too they're excluded from matzah. So even though you would say Avinos and Eitzim Mechayev them, but I would have said that Tesvav is going to ponder them. It's going to ponder them. Kamash Malon, no, because of matzah chametz deal, that's why you need a separate hekesh, because since they're included in chametz, they're also included in matzah. Okay,
fine.
Correct, exactly. The fact that you have a separate hekesh excludes the applicability of this tesvav to this regard, to women, to obligate to pater women, even though it's often so nice. Okay, the punchline though from this Tosos, I mean from this pshat in Tosos is that really he's holding afeinu osanes mechayim mideorais. I mean, it's a question how the hekesh would work, how the gzereshav tesvav would work, and how the hekesh puts him back. You know, but the most important part of this answer is that he's holding it's deoraisa, right? Because if you agree that it was derabanan, that means only chayim derabanan. There's no need for another answer. That's it. You know, I mean, but it sounds like a Yosef issue. Shalayim, it holds no. Really, it's really would be chayim deoraisa. You would be chayv deoraisa. And the only reason not, or you'd think not, is because of another gzeira shava of tesvav tesvav, and then another deoraisa. It's all in the world of deoraisas. So the difference in these two pshatim in Tosfos is whether afein ha'osanes is like a super added derabanan, right, so to speak, exception to the rule of mitzvah shman grama, or is it a deoraisa exception to a mitzvah shman grama? I mean, it's significant. It's significant. That's why I went further. I mean, it seems like it's going to be somewhat significant in understanding. You know, this principle of Avinu Vesan Eis, right? Is it like somehow on the Deoraisa level, Derabana level? Right? Okay. So, of course, we want to understand the Machlokas, right? We're going to understand the Machlokas. Whether it's Deoraisa or Derabana. Right? If it's Deoraisa, I guess it's easy, in a certain sense, easier to understand. Well, if it's Derabana, the difficulty is that why the Rabbanan stepping in? What's wrong with the Deraisa? The Deraisa seemed to have no problem with pathering women. So no, the Rabbanan says, we don't like it. Well, what's the deal? Why are they doing that? Right? Why are they doing that? But, so if you say that it's Deraisa, though, on the other hand, so then you wonder, what's the idea? I mean, how do you fit that? See, if it's the Rabbanan, you say, look, Mitzvah Shangas, Mitzvah Shangama, but this isn't exciting. The Rabbanan came along and set up a new thing, you know? But if you want to say that it's in the Deoraisa, well, how does this get around the Tzishma and Grama? I mean, it doesn't make it not time-bound just because Avinu Osmanes. So how do you formulate the Deoraisa in a way that leaves room for Avinu Osmanes to somehow be an exception? Right? So they have difficulties either way. Okay? These are problems. Any other problems? Okay, we're good for the problems. Okay. So. Seems pretty open ended. This is obvious. I mean, you have a difference Rashi and Rashbam, whether it means they were the Ikkar or they were also, and you have Machlokas Tosos and the Rinei Yosef Yerushalayim, whether it's the rest of the Rabbanim. I mean, it's pretty open ended. This whole thing, you know. But I mean, I guess the starting point is you just have to get any idea here, you know, something. I mean, then you'll see who it fits into or whatever. But I mean, the problem is, I'd say the same problem on everyone is what's the sense of this thing. It's a sense of the exception, you know what I mean? Then you get into the particulars or whatever, but I mean, I think you have to come up with some idea for the thing. Okay, good. So just the question of why, what's the idea of pottering women from Kriyat Shema altogether? I mean, how can you potter women from these very, they're important mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs and gama, you know? I mean, Sukkos, Kiva Sukkos, Hashavti, Espanay, Yisra, I mean, a lot of mitzvahs are very important. I mean, but in Kriyat Shema, it seems to be the hardest. I mean, you're going to tell me that a woman could be exempt from Kabbalah Salamach Shemayim? I mean, that's everything, it's Kabbalah Salamach Shemayim. Say she's patur from the idea of Kabbalah Salamach Shemayim? So on this point that I heard Rebbe talk about it once, is that obviously not. A woman obviously is involved in the idea of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. But what's the idea? But that's like a philosophical thing, that she has to live her life under the Olamach Shemayim, and she has to subordinate herself to the Olamach Shemayim. But the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and he wants to say, what's the idea of mitzvahs in general? He says that a mitzvah is like you have an idea. There's an idea, let's say, that a person should subordinate himself to Olamach Shemayim, and that idea was converted into an action. Okay, and the idea of accepting Olamach Shemayim is like a perfection. It's a perfection in Adam. But that perfection wasn't just left as a perfection, but it was converted into an activity which, so to speak, proclaims or underscores that idea and perfection. And the idea of the Torah is that, like where Mamel's Kona Megai Kadosh, is that we, through our mitzvos, we maintain true ideas about God, about perfection in the world. How? Through the fact that Klal Yisrael a part of Klal Yisrael is involved in Kriya Shema every day and involved in Kilal Shemayim, the idea that the significance of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim becomes maintained in the world. It becomes known that is a significant idea. Okay, now of course, even without the mitzvah, everyone would be doing it, or everyone should be doing it. Everyone at a high level should be doing it, but no one's going to know it, and then it may become relegated to high level people, and it could end up being lost. So what the Torah did is it set up a mitzvah whereby you have people who are doing it, the Torah's chiyuv, so that the mitzvah Kriya Shema exists nowadays as a testament to the fact, to the significance of the idea of the Kilal Shemayim. Now, of course, the idea is significant to everybody. But then the Torah, by setting up a mitzvah, wanted to set up people, Klal Yisrael, but a specific class in Klal Yisrael, as those who propagate that idea through doing this action. Okay, now it's not necessary in so doing to be mechayev every single person to do that. Okay, because of course every person is philosophically obliged in Kilal Shemayim, but that's not mitzvahs. Mitzvahs aren't just because you're philosophically, so you don't have to say Kriya Shema, you can just be Mekalach Shemayim. It's an internal process. But now you're saying there's a duty upon Klal Yisrael to maintain the existence and the significance of that idea, so that to teach the world that idea, to maintain the significance of that idea in the minds of Klal Yisrael and the world. So now the question is, who is the ones chosen to keep that idea around? So the saying is that when it came to time-bound mitzvahs, men were chosen as the vehicle of doing it. Okay, men were chosen as the vehicle of doing it, not women, for whatever reason. I mean, you could say because time bound, they had other obligations, other responsibilities of their time, but that's not the main point. I mean, without this first thing, saying that they have other responsibilities cannot explain how they don't do Kilal Shemayim. If Kriya Shema were Kilal Shemayim, is that really what it were? Then you can't say because woman has other responsibilities, so therefore she doesn't have to do Kilal Shemayim. Of course she has to do Kilal Shemayim. There's no other responsibilities that are more significant than Kilal Shemayim. But we're not talking about Kilal Shemayim itself. That's an internal process that everyone is, anyone philosophically motivated is going to have to do. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to maintain the idea's existence. And that is brought about through a class of people who are obligated to doing it, as long as the mitzvah exists. Now, God in His wisdom determined that the appropriate class to do that would be men, not women. And when it comes to talking about mitzvahs, women are not the appropriate teachers or maintainers of that idea. You know what I mean? It's similar to like Mesorah, Talmud Torah. So women aren't obligated in Talmud Torah, because the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is because you have to maintain the Mesorah. And men were the ones who were chosen to be the ones who maintain the Mesorah. Okay, and women weren't the ones who were chosen to do it. You know, for women's wants for a perfection to learn Torah, of course, that's their own prerogative. But that's not the mitzvah of Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is because of the Mesorah, and men were chosen to be the ones who carry it on. Okay, you with me? Okay. So now, so the thing is that when you have a mitzvah, which the Torah, an idea which the Torah wants to maintain, through mitzvah, if it's time-bound, the Torah only chose men. It chose men to be those who to carry on that idea, right? Then it says women aren't the ones who are so obligated. So now, when it comes to Megillah, the question is, how does it work by Megillah? Okay. So Gary wants to say, but I know. So Gary wants to say because, see, in Megillah, see, why let's say Kriya Shema? So Kriya Shema has to be maintained, and the Torah gives out the mitzvah of Kriya Shema to certain yichidim. Okay, who has to do it? These men. Every individual man is obligated to be the ones who carry on this idea. Okay, but he's saying that in by Haman, for instance, Haman identified the Am of Klal Yisrael, like they say, like Hitler didn't differentiate between any of the different kinds of Jews. Like people say that, you know, it's a fact. Like a Jew's a Jew. I mean, and Haman also. Haman, Taf, and Nasha, they didn't differentiate. So in other words, there was a gezeira basically on Am Yisrael, the Tzibur at large. It wasn't just individuals who were picked out. And there was a Hatzalah to the Tzibur. And that Hatzalah was Mechayev, the Tzibur, to be involved in Pirsum HaNes, or Shavach LaShem, for the Nes, which took place. Right? So it's not like we're trying to teach an idea of, you know, or even if it is, but the unit of the mitzvah is the tzibur. Since the nes was the tragedy, the impending tragedy was the one which grabbed onto the unit of the tzibur, and the nes was on the unit of the tzibur, the chiyuv is on the unit of the tzibur. The chiyuv is not on individuals, the chiyuv is on the tzibur. Okay, Kriya Shema is not. Kriya Shema is a chiyuv on individuals. Every individual is a chiyuv. To Krishna, which individuals? The men individuals, not the women individuals. But the din of Krishna Megillah was, since the nace was on the tibor, the nace was to the tibor, the gzera was against the tibor, and the nace was to the tibor, so the tachiyav on Klal Yisrael, on the Klal Yisrael Hanitzel, okay, the unit which was saved, to give Shabbat. Right? Now you're saying is that women are equally, they too are part of that class. So even though men are really the ones who are the chosen to propagate the ideas in time-bound mitzvahs, that's true. When you're choosing individuals to teach the ideas, that's fine. That's the ones who are chosen. But here, it's a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael. And since a chiyuv on the Klal Yisrael as defined by the Nes and by the Hatzalah, so therefore you say that it's going to grab... It grabs every individual in the tzibur as a unit. It grabs the tzibur as a whole. And the women are also. Or you know, they too are. They're also part of the unit. You know what I mean? Right, that's what you're saying, right? They're part of the group. You can't say, or so to speak, it's another way to look at it is that it would be lacking in the group giving shevach on the nes if you had the men doing it and the women not doing it. So the idea is that the group was saved, and therefore the group has to respond. And as the nace was on the group, and the group has to respond. If you had half the group not doing it, it would lack in the mitzvah, and lack in the shadow. The whole idea of the mitzvah. The idea is that the group who was saved responds. That's the idea. The idea which you have to maintain is a group who is saved has to respond in Shabbat. So what are you going to say? Only half the group? Well, it wasn't half the group that was saved. It was the whole group which was saved. The group, the salvation was, and it's good, because Hashgacha relates to Klal Yisrael. It doesn't relate to individuals. It's to the Klal. It's the unit. The Gzera was against the unit, and the Hashgacha to save them was on the unit. So the idea which you want to maintain is that the group which is saved turns around and gives Shabbat. So it would be so to speak, if the woman wouldn't do it, it would be like the men's kriyas. The kriyas Megillah would be lacking, because it's not a kriyas. Then it would just be a kriyas bunch of individuals. But that's not the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah form. The mitzvah form is that Klal Yisrael turns around the Yeshavach. That's the unit. The unit of Klal Yisrael Yeshavach. That's the nature of the mitzvah. So the men would be lacking if the woman didn't do it. But when you have a mitzvah on individuals, so now that you have to say, well, each individual. So the man is one individual. He is the type of individual who the Torah chose to do this idea. The woman is a different kind of individual. Didn't choose her. I'm just using it as a mashal. I'm saying that a man would be lacking if the woman did. That's not the idea. That's just a way of looking at it. The idea is because the chiyuv is on the tzibur. Right. And they're part of the tzibur. I'm just saying it's because it wouldn't be the men would be lacking, it would mean the tzibur would be lacking. You know, but I'm just trying to show that it's...
Even
the... Yeah, I'm using that as to kind of show how they get grabbed in. Because it's not them, it's the unit of the klal. So the unit of the klal can't exist without the women. It's the nature of the unit. It's a two-part unit. So the unit has to be involved. Okay, good. That's Rashi. Yeah, so far this is Rashi and Tosas, not the Rashbam. Okay? So anyone else? So I was saying like this. I think it's along David's approach. A little different, but... That the Rashbam's really on the same page as Tosos and Rashi. But his thing is like this. He's saying is that it's true, it's on the Tzibor. Okay? But in general, the spokesmen of the Tzibor are the men. So even if you want to say it's then the Tzibor was saved. But I mean, like we have, they're the, like so to speak, the Ikar of the Tzibor as the perceptible entity of the Tzibor. Okay? Seems to be as like the men are the forefront, the public figures. They're the ones who are proclaiming or involved in, you know. So, especially with, like you see, and that's why time by Mitzvah, apparently they're the ones who are chosen. It's Vahnesorah. So it's true, it's a din of the Tzibor, but why can't the Tzibor, like, just be limited to that element of the Tzibor, which are the main spokesmen of the Tzibor? As the women were also saved. Okay, fine. So they were saved, but they're letting the men do their speaking for them. I mean, like, he doesn't quite buy that thing, just because they were all saved. Yeah, but the general principle is Ishma and Grama, and in general, these mitzvahs, so the men are the ones who are the mouthpiece of the Am. Okay? So what he says is that, see, when can you say the men are the mouthpiece of the Am? Is if you're saying is that they were all equally involved in the thing, right? They were all equal participants. You'll say, well, the men are the ones who decide to be the spokesman, you know? But since it says the women were essential in the whole nes, they were really essential players in the whole nes, right? So it's saying is now you can't say like that the men are just the spokesman of the thing. If the women wouldn't be doing it, you can't just say, well, yeah, whatever, they're just letting the men do it. They're major players in the miracle. They're major players in the thing. So therefore, if they wouldn't be doing it, then the class of women would be lacking. You wouldn't have the Tzibor. You can't say they're like Negro, they're drawn after the men if they played an essential role. If they do the function in a secondary manner, or even in the same manner as the men, so then you can say that, well, they're relying on the men. But you don't have the essential player take a back seat. It's true, in general, they're in the back seat, and so far as the Am. But since this nes really brought them to the forefront, and they really stepped up in this nes, so therefore, if you'd have the men doing it, you couldn't say that the women are also, you know, they're also included, they're just relying on it. Then you'd basically have that the Am isn't involved. Then you'd say is only one chelik of the Am is involved. So basically just the men. Their significance in the nes is what prevents them from becoming a part of the, you know, from becoming just like a part of the men, being taken over by the men. But you'll say is, but how does it get around the problem of Afina of Mr. Shimon Grama? It's the same way, is that it's a chiv on the Tzibor. He's not denying it's a chiv on the Tzibor. And since it's a chiv, that's why he says Afina Yibos on Nes, because it means that they are only included in like an af kind of a manner. As individuals, they really wouldn't be chayiv in the mitzvah, because they're women, and with Mr. Zman Grama, as individuals, they're not included. But since the mitzvah is an af, it's an inclusive mitzvah that grabs the hold of the entire klal, so they're also part of the klal. I mean, they're also, so the nature halachically, the way in which the chayiv grabs them is because of the af aspect of it. That it's a group chayiv, and they're just a part of it. But what role did they have in the nes? There was an ikar role in the nes. But that's only important because that's why the tzibor demands that the women are involved in it. I mean, but the af is talking on the halachic plane of how you're getting around the problem of mitzvah shema and grama is because the nature of the chiyuv is not a chiyuv on a woman. The chiyuv is on the tzibor. Okay, just showing the fact there are ikar is why the tzibor cannot be complete without them, because they're primary. You follow my point? Not.
If you just said that for one.
In other words, just to go back, so Af is saying, well, halachically get around the problem in Seishan and Grama. But it's just because the Chiv is a Chiv on the Tzibor, it's not a Chiv on Yechidim. So since it's on the Tzibor, so you don't run into the problem of the Seishan and Grama. But still, you could argue, the Torah had a reason that it didn't want to burden women with time about mitzvahs. So the Rabbanan, or this Afei Osan is also, why should we burden the woman with time about mitzvah? So, because of the tzibor. Yeah, but the tzibor could be done through the spokesman of the tzibor, namely through the man. So why, it's true, you could get around the problem, because you could be mechayiv through the tzibor. But even through the tzibor, just be mechayiv the ikar of the tzibor, the spokesman of the tzibor. But since they were the ikar hanes, the Rashbam says, therefore you can't say that the tzibor is going to be... that the tzibor is doing it just through the men part of the tzibor, because the women are essential in this nes. So therefore, they can't just take a back seat. They're primary. So the tzibor demands that you have the entire tzibor. There's no secondary players in the tzibor with regard to these nesim. So therefore, the women had to be included. Now, what about Rashi? What about Rashi and Tosfos? I mean, this is just... maybe you can go further, but I mean, a first step is... Maybe you can't go further. I don't know. But as, would it be lacking? Maybe the question or is if you have a chiv on the tzibor, he's saying is that the tzibor which was saved is involved in the shevach. Do you say that tzibor would be lacking as a statement of the tzibor if you have the women? I was assuming that they were equal participants in the thing, but the women, only half the tzibor is involved. Could you say? Okay, let's pretend you didn't have the ikar hanes al yadam. If everybody was going to be killed, Haman was going to kill every single Jew, and only the men proclaimed this salvation. Okay, do you say that would lack in the statement of the tzibor? Okay, you could say that it would, because you say, but since Haman equated the entire tzibor. Since he equated the entire tzibor, so now, well, who's the only spokesman? The women are also saved. They're also part of the tzibor. So the tzibor is lacking. Or do you say no? Is that since it's true that the Haman equated the whole tzibor, but fun is these are spokesmen. And the Rashbam holds is that the only way you could say the tzibor would be lacking without the women is if the woman really had a primary role. There's that question. What would it take to make the tzibor lacking without the woman? Do you say that as long as the tzibor, the women were also part of the attack by the enemy, then that alone would say that without them the tzibor is lacking? Or you say no, is that alone, you can say, look, the men are the spokesman. And it's only, you can only say the tzibor is only going to be lacking if the primary players are lacking. But just because they're part of it, then that you can rely, And that's really a question. I mean, maybe you go further, but it seems that's conceptually like a question. Is the tzibor lacking if the whole tzibor is saved, but the secondary spokesman or whatever of the tzibor, the secondary of the tzibor are lacking? Is that a lack in the tzibor? It's definitely a lack if the primary players are lacking. But do you have to, because the af, I guess, implies that they're secondary. But the Rashbam doesn't want to say that because he holds that wouldn't be a lack in the tzibor. I mean, Tosfos and Rashi hold that that would also be a lack. So then there's no reason to make recourse to saying that they were the ikar. It sounds like it's saying af, and you don't have to say. I mean, the Rashbam is still a little bit of force because af, it's say af means halachically, but not, doesn't really mean it historically. Tosfos and Rashi are simpler. But the Rashbam couldn't accept that the tzibor would be lacking just because the women are not doing it, because they're secondary. But it's only because they were essential that you say that it's lacking. People look at the nes like that, Like, even though it was only Esther, it was only Yudas, I just feel like that's the way people look at it. And it's essentially Esther, the women were essential in the nes of the book. And if women would be left out, women would be doing it. It would be, then, I is only one woman. Yeah, but every woman identifies with Esther, because, she takes prominence. So you'd say, the women were, was normally in Klal Yisrael on the public sphere, the men are the players. But when one woman sets herself apart and she becomes the public figure in the thing, then she's a representative of the class of the women. And then if you don't have her, then it would be lacking. Then you'd say, what do you mean? The women are just going along with the men? Well, is that how it happened in the story? It didn't seem like that's the role that... That's not the role... That's not the role that they took on Purim. In other words, even though you'd say, and that's a better way to say it, even though you say that in general, women are, so to speak, take the back seat, and the men are the spokesmen, or the men are the public figures, that's not the role of women on Purim. It's not the role of women on Megillah, you know, Hanukkah, or on Pesach. There's a shift from the natural roles which they take, and the woman became prominent. So now what are you going to say is that, well, oh, the tzibur was involved because the main part of it, the spokesman of the tzibur were involved. Well, we're trying to give shevach on these very events, and these very events did not have that type of relationship. These very events, the women were essential. So now why aren't the women doing it now? You can't say because they're just secondary. They're not secondary. They're primary. Oh, so apparently they don't care about giving shevach. Oh, well, then the tzibur is lacking. Whereas you can't put them in the position of just being the secondary figures when the thing which you're talking about, it goes against that. There's no rule that women are always secondary. I mean, it's just in general, there's a structure of the tzibur. But I mean, there are individuals who stand out in certain events and bring them to the forefront. So then they're in the forefront, and then you can't just put them in a secondary role. I guess so we're not going to do it now. But so we have the question about the derisa d'rabbanan. Right? I mean, this seems to be significant. I mean, what's the question of the rest of the Rabbana? How does this play in? Should this apply on a mitzvah like matzah, which is also based upon an ace? Right? Should you say, let's assume you didn't have this thing of matzah chametz. So now basically you have a mitzvah of matzah, which is man grama. So it should be vituros. Now you have a thing of afineros on an ace. To obligate them. Would that obligate them only midrabanan, or would that obligate them midaraisa? Okay, so it's a very important question. I mean, it seems it may affect the whole thing. I mean, it's pretty, saying something is deraisa, saying something is derabanan, it's like a whole different ballgame. So, what's that question? Okay, what's that question? And, maybe the heck is it, see whatever we can say. But essentially, what's that machlokes? And from there, I'd like to get to, I don't know, tomorrow, maybe yes, maybe no, is the question about Shmiah. The Tosas, the prior Tosas. Whether a woman's obligation is to read or just to hear.